This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
You know Dasher and Dancer, Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donder and Blitzen. But do you recall,
what's that?
The most famous reindeer of all. Come on!
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
11:26, Chuck, can we get a temperature update? It seems like it's on the rise out there. It's warming up a little bit. You seem to be big on the temp. Beautiful day, beautiful Wednesday. If you do have some last-minute yard work, this is probably the day to get it in, because I think it might snow tomorrow if I'm paying loose attention.
Still 48 degrees, but breaking news, now it's actually warmer in Las Vegas as they start to warm up. It's 52 in Sin City.
Sort of an unfair comparison earlier in the day.
Correct.
Because it probably will be warmer there. Winter meetings, we'll keep an eye on it, Chuck.
That's a lot going on.
Big move yesterday. Drew Robinson is now a Cardinal. They got him. Plays the infield and center field, which is sort of a rare combo. Left-handed bat, Patrick Wisdom has been traded to the Texas Rangers in exchange. You also have Andrew McCutchen going to the Phillies, but otherwise, not a lot of news at the winter meetings in Las Vegas. We'll do 5 for Chuck in a little bit. Strix here to talk hockey in the noon hour. Text line throughout is 855-282-8255. But back, the returning champ, my buddy Scott Hummel from our little haven, who I noted on your resume, I guess, it says he's got his master's in social work, and then it says PhD, and I went, what? And then in parentheses, it says honorary.
Honorary, but I still have all the rights and privileges of an earned PhD. So you would refer to me as Dr. Hummel.
Dr. Hummel.
I love that.
Is this from an established university? Because there are some made-up schools that would get tickets to the Final Four every year. Remember that? These guys had a scam going. They made up a school. And every year they would get these tickets to the Final Four because the NCAA didn't notice they weren't a real school. Where is your honorary degree from?
Happens to be from St. Louis University.
Oh, I've heard of them.
So right around the corner.
Okay.
God love them. They don't know what they did. They created a monster.
Dr. Hummel is here.
Yes.
And Chrissy Newbold is with us from Noble Ice Vineyards, and they're teaming up to help our little haven. Chrissy, thanks for being here. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I got to tell you, I know the family a little bit, and I've been out to Noble Ice many times in beautiful Augusta. Great operation, and it really is a family. Tell everybody just the history here of Noble Ice, how this happened.
Sure. My mom and dad, Bob and Luann Nolan, bought about 85 acres out in Augusta back in 2004 and planted about 10 acres of grapes. And we opened in 2010, and it's been awesome ever since.
And it's a beautiful place, and they have great food. Not that we're all about food on this show.
A little bit.
We sort of are, especially when Frank, when Frank's not here, the spirit of Frank is still here. We talk about food all the time. But team it up this week. So Noble Ice Vineyards, you can find them, well, all around town and on the web, but we want you to find them this Friday. Where do they need to be? Where should they go?
Yes, this Friday we will be, well, actually, we opened on Black Friday, and we'll be open until December 23rd out at St. Louis Premium Outlet Malls. It's the outlet mall that is right by the river, by the bridge. And we just thought we wanted to bring our product into town for the holiday season, and we have had so much fun doing it. And but on Friday, we're teaming up with our little haven. We're doing a give back day. So a portion of the sales for that day on Friday will be donated to our little haven.
So from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. this Friday, you're out there at the Premium Outlet Malls. It's the one on the airport side of Highway 40, far to the left if you're driving west, Charlie. Does that help? And they might even give you stamps.
How about that? Well, look.
This is unbelievable. Chrissy is handing out bottles of wine, which is a wonderful gift. And then, Chuck, you got a bonus.
They come bearing gifts. This beautiful, I was going to ask about the wine first, and I will in a second. But then I look in the bag, you get this great bottle of wine. I see a book of stamps. I'm like, that's awesome. That's nice value. But then I'm wondering, was this an accident? And the book of stamps just kind of slipped in there. But because you guys are such a fine charity and you're doing great work, I thought I might tell you guys, and it was an accident.
People on Friday night are going to say, all right, I'll have some Chamberson, and I'll take a book of stamps. Because every time you leave the post office, do you need stamps? And sometimes at the grocery store, did you need stamps? So now you get a case of wine. Do you need stamps?
You always need stamps. But tell us about this. Am I saying it correctly? The Owner's Reserve Cuvée?
Yes.
Cuvée?
So we actually have 26 different wines at the winery that we make there. And we have our mainline wine, but we also have a reserve line. So I brought you guys today a bottle of our Owner's Reserve Cuvée, which is a red blend. It's wonderful. And then Martin has a bottle of our Reserve Vidal, which is a very dry, white, oaked wine.
I'm kind of dry and white. Yeah, that's fair.
That's very fair.
It fits in well. Fair.
Is that why it was chosen? But the history of Nobilized Vineyards, you guys start out, family says this will be something fun to do, but then along the way, you started winning some awards, too.
We have.
Which, when you're in the wine industry, that's huge.
It's huge.
You're not just doing it having fun, you're like, but all of a sudden now people are like, hey, your wines are good.
Yes, we've been really blessed. We have a great winemaker. We have a great vineyard manager. And because of that, because we've got great product in the beginning, our wines have turned out really well over the years, and we have won some great awards, primarily our Norton. And Norton is the grape from Missouri. And our 2014, our 2015, our 2016 Nortons in our main line all won pretty big awards, like Best in the State and Jefferson Cup, which is a countrywide award. So we're pretty proud of that.
Very cool. And because on this show, as we talked about, it always gets back to food. Can you tell us the cuvée, is it Vidal, what they pair well with?
Well, cuvée is a red blend. So any kind of red meat, you know, pork, anything like that. And obviously the Vidal white wines pair well with lighter meats, fishes, things like that.
A little fish, a little pasta, maybe.
A little chicken.
What about kangaroo? Chicken.
Sure, sure. Is that on the menu? And the menu
I
is good.
I want to see Scott Hummel make kangaroo.
Yes. The food is great at Nobilized. And here's the thing. Charlie would be inclined to drink. Your wife's healthy. They do yoga in the summer.
We
they
do.
Have these cool events where you can go out and do some yoga and then have a glass of wine.
I like that.
That's something Jess would get on board.
She could do the yoga. I could drink.
You could drink. And
it's a nice deal for both.
Scott, for you guys at our little haven, Nobilize somebody. They've been with you guys almost from the day one for them.
Not almost. It was. Actually, Bill and Chris, or Chrissy, as we're fond of calling her. She's trying to change it to Chris, be more professional. So Billy and Chrissy.
Until you're a doctor, honorary doctor, you're not professional.
I am
here,
nothing.
Okay?
Yep.
Dr. Flousy agrees.
That's right. They are founding board members and were on the original crew that we like to say Arlo Haven was founded over too many Budweisers at a bar in Kansas City, and they were sitting right there with us. And since day one, Bill, her husband, has been our chairman of the board of directors. And we couldn't do it without the Newbolds, there's no doubt about it. And the whole family's involved because Angie and Ben, Angie's Chrissy's younger sister, and Ben, her husband, started our Haven Club, which is our young professional group. And so the roots, since we're talking about vineyards and growth, and the roots of the Nolan and Newbold family goes deep at Arlo Haven, and we're very grateful for their many, many years of caring and service.
And we see them every year, the trivia night. That's coming up in January. The Haven Club started that. For folks this time of year, remember ourlittlehaven.org. You get online. You want to see the picture of me looking dorky. Charlie, there's a lot of options out there. But
mm-hmm.
You can find it.
This one, though, is extremely dorky.
It's the bowling picture. It's a young Ricky Prohl. It's a young Orlando Pace.
And high pants Kilcoin.
Yeah. I like the fact that I looked younger, my hair looked better, but the pants I can't quite get out of my head. But you can see that. Go to Martin's Corner on the website, ourlittlehaven.org. But this Friday, you're out shopping. Make sure to stop by St. Louis Premium Outlets in Chesterfield between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. This is a major setup here. This isn't just a little kiosk with fidget spinners. You'll see the name, Nobilized Vineyards, and they're raising money on Friday. Portion of the proceeds helping out Our Little Haven. Right by the Eddie Bauer, the Brooks Brothers. You can't miss it. So if you're out there on Friday, make sure and stop by. And also NobilizedVineyards.com. Maybe Chuck and Jess and Kim and I will make a trip out there.
I'm in. 100%.
It's a beautiful spot. Also, it's up high, and you have a beautiful view of Augusta.
Right.
They're also, you want to tell them about the raffle?
Sure. We're also doing, we put together a raffle basket. And there is a bottle of the Owner's Reserve, Norton, our Reserve Vidal, our port that we have. Couple other fun things, but we also have an experience with our winemaker for six people. You can come out, experience the winery, see how he makes things, all that kind of stuff. And so we put together that basket, and we're doing selling raffle tickets. On site at the store for that. And we will be pulling that on, I believe, December 21st.
This is when we don't know. We just go, at a later date.
At a later date.
Just make it up.
I'm wondering, though, because there are several vineyards out there in that part of Missouri. Why is that a great area for growing the grapes?
Great question. So,
thank you.
You're welcome. It has to do with the soil. And when the Germans came over to the States, they settled in this area because they felt that this area reminded them a lot of their areas back in Germany. And there's all kinds of science that goes into it, but a long, long time ago, as things were evolving in the earth, sediment happened to stay in that Augusta area and just made the soil incredibly rich. And it's just made it really a really great growing area. One of the things that's really neat about Augusta, it's a very small area. It's 15 square mile area. It was the very first AVA in the country before Sonoma, before Napa. It got its very first viticulture designation in our country.
Wow.
for making wine. And people don't really know that. But that designation came from the government. It came in 1980. So in 2020, we will be celebrating our 40th anniversary of that. And we're doing a lot of things, you know, leading up to that 40 years with a lot of the wineries that are in the Augusta area.
Well, this show just got a whole lot smarter. And it did. I mean, not that
that's cool.
It doesn't take much, but that was fascinating. Great question by Charlie.
I know you did a great job.
I didn't realize the history there.
Yeah. Don't
learned,
you feel like, too, then?
Today.
When you learn something like stamps. That, why can't, I think we should rebrand, seriously, that part as,
yes.
As also, okay, everybody knows about Napa. Everybody talks about that, but I feel like not as many people know that. And I'm living here for 10, 11 years. I didn't know that. You know about the vineyards, but I feel like we could rebrand that part of Missouri as another big wine country.
Well, people will start hearing more about it in 2019.
That's very cool.
In 2020. So.
2020 is going to be a big year, buddy.
Yeah.
Lots coming down.
XFL.
The pipe.
2020.
Chris Newbold, Chrissy, Dr. Hummel,
yes.
Thanks for coming by. OurLittleHaven.org. And again, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., St. Louis Premium Outlets. It's this Friday. You will see the Noble Ice Vineyard set up. Stop by, buy some wine, and help the cause. Guys, have a great holiday.
Thanks
Martin.
So
Merry Christmas.
Us.
Merry Christmas
Thank
to
you.
All. And,
thanks for the wine and stamps.
You're welcome.
Stamps, wine, and a great question for Chuck. We'll come back here. It's the Hollywood Casino Press Box on 590 The Fan.
What y'all trying to do?